The Iraqi army, meanwhile, is pushing ahead with its fight against ISIL terrorists throughout the country. Security forces have been successful in regaining control of a number of cities in central and eastern parts of the country. Here's a summary of the latest developments on the ground.
Over a dozen people have been injured in mortar shelling near a Shia shrine in the holy city of Samarra. Iraqi warplanes have pounded an ISIL gathering in Mosul University. This as militants have reportedly raised their flags above churches in the city of Mosul. As you know, Mosul was the first city to fall in the hands of militants. Now let's move on to the west and to the restive Anbar province. In the capital city, Ramadi, security forces backed by tribal militia known as Awakening Councils have engaged in heavy clashes with the insurgents. We should note that most parts of the city are under the control of the army. In the Diyala province, local officials say over a dozen Takfiri terrorists have been killed in villages near Mansouria town. Army forces had earlier managed to push a larger part of militants out of the town and to the nearby Hamrin Mountains. Finally, in Bab El, the security forces have clashed with ISIL militants, killing a dozen of them around Hilal City. Also in the same province, the local councils had announced a decision to ban all Saudi companies and products in a bid to condemn Saudi support of terrorists on Iraqi soil. And finally, a new report by the United Nations says nearly 2,500 people have been killed in Iraq in June alone. The new figure makes this month the deadliest so far this year. The report adds the toll is expected to be much higher, as it has not taken into account casualties in the restive Anbar province.